This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Naprosyn, pronounced Naprosyn. Active ingredient, naproxen. This leaflet provides important information about using Naprosyn. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Naprosyn. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Naprosyn? Naprosyn contains the active ingredient naproxen. Naprosyn belongs to a group of medicines called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs. Naprosyn is used to relieve pain and reduce inflammation, swelling, redness and soreness that may occur in different types of arthritis, including rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis and ankylosing spondylitis, in muscle and bone injuries such as sprains, strains, lower back pain, lumbago, rheumatism, and tendinitis, such as tennis elbow, after setting broken or dislocated bones, with menstrual cramps, period pain, with headache, including migraines, following surgery, due to dental pain. Although Naprosyn can relieve the symptoms of pain and inflammation, it will not cure your condition. Your doctor may have prescribed Naprosyn for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions why Naprosyn has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use Naprosyn? Warnings. Do not use Naprosyn if you are allergic to naproxen, aspirin, or any other NSAID medicines, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Many medicines used to treat headache, period pain and other aches and pains contain aspirin or NSAID medicines. If you are not sure if you are taking any of these medicines, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you are allergic to aspirin or NSAID medicines and use Naprosyn, these symptoms may be severe. Symptoms of an allergic reaction to these medicines may include asthma, wheezing, or shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, hives, itching, or skin rash, fainting. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are vomiting blood or material that looks like coffee grounds. You are bleeding from the rectum, back passage, have black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. You currently have a peptic ulcer, that is, stomach or duodenal ulcer, or have had one before. You have severe liver disease. You have recently had or are about to have heart bypass surgery. You are taking other medications which contain naproxen or naproxen sodium, e.g. proxen, naprogesic, anaprox, or inza. You have severe heart failure. You are in the third trimester of pregnancy. Do not give Naprosyn to a child under the age of 2 years. The safety and effectiveness of Naprosyn in children under 2 years of age has not been established. If you are not sure if you should start taking Naprosyn, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following: heartburn, indigestion, stomach ulcers, or other stomach problems, vomiting blood or bleeding from the back passage, bowel or intestinal problems such as ulcerative colitis, kidney or liver disease, heart failure, high blood pressure or heart problems, swelling of the ankles or feet, a tendency to bleed or other blood problems such as anemia, currently have an infection. If you take Naprosyn while you have an infection, the signs may be hidden, e.g. pain, fever. This may make you think, mistakenly, that you are better, or that it is not serious. You plan to have surgery. Naprosyn can prolong bleeding. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you take any Naprosyn. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks, and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Naprosyn may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. If it is necessary for you to take Naprosyn, your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking it during pregnancy. Naprosyn may impair fertility and is not recommended in women attempting to conceive. Tell your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Naprosyn passes into breast milk. The effect on the baby is not known. Use in children. There is no specific information available to recommend the use of naproxen in children under 5 years. Use in people over 65 years. Older people may be at more risk of developing stomach ulcers and hence your doctor may prescribe a lower dose. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with naproxen and affect how it works. These include antacids, medicines used to treat indigestion and heartburn, aspirin, salicylates, or other NSAID medicines, cholestyramine, a medicine used to treat high cholesterol levels, diuretics, also called fluid or water tablets, lithium, a medicine used to treat some types of depression, probenecid, a medicine used to treat gout, phenytoin, a medicine used to treat epilepsy, methotrexate, a medicine used to treat arthritis and some cancers, sucralfate, a medicine used to treat and prevent stomach ulcers, warfarin, a medicine used to prevent blood clots, heparin, a medicine used to prevent blood clots, medicines used to treat high blood pressure including ACE inhibitors, angiotensin receptor antagonists and beta blockers, some medicines used to treat diabetes, sodium bicarbonate, a medicine used to treat stomach upset or ulcers, steroids, medicines used to treat inflammation, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, also known as SSRIs, medicines used to treat some types of depression, zidovudine, a medicine used to treat HIV infection. You may need to use different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to use different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect naproxen. How do I use naproxen? How much to take? Take naproxen exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Your doctor will tell you how many naproxen tablets to take each day. If you are an older patient, your doctor may give you a lower dose. Follow the instructions provided and use naproxen until your doctor tells you to stop. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Sprains, strains, and period pain. The recommended dose is 500 mg given initially, then 250 mg every 6 to 8 hours as needed. The total dose in one day should not exceed 1250 mg. Migraine headache. The recommended dose is 750 mg taken at the first sign of a migraine. An additional dose of 250 mg to 500 mg can be taken at least an hour after the initial dose, if required. The total dose in one day should not exceed 1250 mg. Arthritis. The recommended dose is 375 mg to 1000 mg a day, divided in two doses. When to take naproxen? Take the tablets during or immediately after food with a full glass of water or milk. This may help reduce the possibility of an upset stomach. How long to take naproxen? Do not take naproxen for longer than your doctor says. Depending on your condition, you may need to use naproxen only once, for a few days, a few weeks, or for longer periods. For sprains and strains, naproxen is usually only needed for a few days. If you are taking naproxen for arthritis, it will not cure your condition, but it should help to control pain, swelling and stiffness. If you have arthritis, naproxen should be taken every day for as long as your doctor prescribes. Ask your doctor if you are not sure how long to take naproxen for. If you forget to take naproxen, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then continue taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much naproxen, if you take too much naproxen, you may experience drowsiness, pain, or tenderness in the stomach, stomach upset including nausea, feeling sick, vomiting, heartburn, indigestion, or cramps. If you think that you have used too much naproxen, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using naprosyn? Things you should do. Ask your doctor and pharmacist before you start taking any new medicines. Tell your doctor you are taking naprosyn if you are going to have surgery. Tell your doctor you are taking naprosyn if you are going to have any laboratory tests. Naprosyn can affect the results of some of these tests. Tell your doctor if you get an infection while using naprosyn. Naprosyn may hide some of the signs of an infection and may make you think, mistakenly, that you're better or that it is not serious. Signs of an infection may include fever, pain, swelling and redness. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Tell your doctor if you feel the tablets are not helping your condition. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking naprosyn. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using naprosyn. Things you should not do. Do not give naprosyn to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use naprosyn to treat other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how naprosyn affects you. As with other NSAID medicines, naprosyn may cause dizziness, or lightheadedness in some people. If this occurs, do not drive. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. If you drink alcohol, dizziness or lightheadedness may be worse. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the blister pack, they will not keep well. Keep the tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not keep your tablets in the refrigerator. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. Naprosyn helps most people with pain due to inflammation, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Gut-related. Stomach upset including nausea, feeling sick, heartburn, indigestion, loss of appetite, constipation, diarrhea, pain in the stomach. Head-related. Dizziness, lightheadedness, headache, drowsiness, buzzing or ringing in the ears, sore or dry mouth or tongue, feeling thirsty. Muscle-related. Aching muscles, muscle tenderness, or weakness, not caused by exercise. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. These side effects of naprosyn are usually mild. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Head related. Difficulty hearing, deafness. Severe or persistent headache. Skin related. Severe skin rashes. Yellowing of the skin. Bleeding related. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal, reddish or purplish blotches under the skin. Heart related. Fast or irregular heartbeats, also called palpitations. Eye related. Eye problems such as blurred vision, sore red eyes, itching, yellowing of the eyes. Other. Unusual weight gain, swelling of ankles or legs. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of these serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. Serious side effects are rare. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. What to do? Gastrointestinal or gut-related. Vomiting blood, or what looks like coffee grounds. Bleeding from the back passage, rectum, black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. Head-related. Severe dizziness, spinning sensation. Pain-related. Severe pain, or tenderness in any part of the stomach. Allergic reaction-related. Swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing, or breathing. Difficulty breathing, wheezing, or shortness of breath. sudden or severe itching, skin rash or hives, pain or tightness in the chest, flu-like symptoms with a rash on the face, then an extended rash with a high temperature, increased levels of liver enzymes seen in blood tests and an increase in a type of white blood cell, eosinophilia and enlarged lymph nodes. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. These very serious side effects are rare. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. Naprosyn is not addictive. What naprosyn contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each naprosyn tablet contains 250 mg naproxen. Each naprosyn 500 tablet contains 500 mg naproxen. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Povidone. Crozcam low sodium. Iron oxide yellow, 172. Magnesium stearate, 470. Potential allergens. Naprosyn tablets do not contain sucrose, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What naprosyn looks like. Naprosyn, 250 mg is a round yellow tablet marked NPRLE 250 on one side, Ostar 6, 5, 2, 4, 7. Naprosyn 500 is an oblong yellow tablet marked NPRLE 500 on one side, Ostar 6, 5, 2, 4, 6. Naprosyn tablets are available in 250 mg and 500 mg strengths. Naprosyn comes in blister packs of 50. Naprosyn is also available as once-daily slow-release tablets, Naprosyn SR. Who distributes Naprosyn? Naprosyn is supplied in Australia by Clinic Pty Limited, 120 to 132 Atlantic Drive, Keysborough, Victoria 31733, Australia. Customer inquiries. 1-800-899-005. Sponsor. Atnas Pharma Australia Pty Limited. Level 10. 10 Shelley Street. Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Australia. This leaflet was prepared in June 2023.